from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
9:04 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Joining us right now is the ace baseball Hall of Famer, Oriole broadcaster Jim Palmer. What's going on, Jim?
Oh, how are you guys?
Doing well. Nats are in town for the past 2 games. Orioles lost the first one, came back last night and get the 4-1 win. Now, we can talk about the pitching last night of Dean Kramer, and I do want to talk about that. But you've seen a lot of young players throughout your career, both as a player and as a broadcaster. How much do you think mentally getting that first base hit out of the way helped someone like Kobe Mayo?
Well, you know, he was 0-for-15, 10 strikeouts. I think we kind of conditioned ourselves for that after the struggle that Jackson Holliday had. You know, number one prospect in baseball coming, you know, out of spring training. And what, he went 2-for-34 with 18 strikeouts. So you find out it's a different game up here. Now, you also find out that not only is it physical, it's mental. And, you know, and I talked to Kobe, and, you know, I said, do you track pitches? You probably never had to do it in the minor leagues. And I was talking to Dave Martinez, who, you know, had a long career and now is the manager of the Nats. And he said, I remember when I was playing for Atlanta, you know, I was in my 16th year, and every time, you know, Glavine or Maddox or those guys would go down, I'd go down and track pitches. But this was a veteran guy. Terry Crowley's getting in the Hall of Fame. I never threw a side or a game where Terry Crowley, when he was with the Orioles, didn't stand at home plate for Merv Rettman. So they helped me. I helped them by seeing live pitching. And, you know, now they have, you know, I have all the, you know, we got a new machine. I don't even know what it costs. It's a lot of money where, if I was pitching against the Orioles tonight, they would have my picture up there with my release point, the ball coming out of that, same spin rate supposedly and whatever. It's just not the same. So you're always trying to simulate what the game's going to be like. And so I talked to Kobe, and the other thing I said, listen, you got to relax. He's been working hard on his defense. I mean, they weren't Urias Gold Glove plays last night at third, but he made them. You know, Kramer, as you mentioned, he reinvented himself last night. You know, he threw about 33% change-ups. He was almost like Grayson Rodriguez, but without 98-mile-per-hour fastball. You know, a lot of curveballs. He hadn't thrown a whole lot of those. If you look at a scouting report, if you were the Nats, who had a great offensive night the first night, as you mentioned, I mean, they had 9 runs and 14 hits, you'd go, this is not what we were told he was going to throw. So he kind of changed. You know, he gave up a double on a high. You know, he gets hit hard on his four-seam fastball, so he stayed away from it. Threw a bunch of sinkers, threw a bunch of changeups, you know, 33% of them, and then dropped in some curveballs, and all of a sudden you get the perfect storm. You know, you get early runs. How about Austin Slater's bunt? And then first pitch, 2-run home run by Henderson for number 30, and you're off to the races.
Jim, we've seen, you know, this pitching staff get, you know, whacked by the injury bug. I got to ask, though, I just in preparation, I looked at...
You're being kind, Ed.
But my question is, when you, in your day, you threw over 200 complete games, which are something you'll never see again. Tom Seaver, Juan Marichal, you know, Bob Gibson, all the great pitchers of that day, and obviously you're in there. Did you guys have Tommy John? I mean, it would be called Tommy John. It would be UCL surgery. But was this even prevalent when you were pitching?
No, we didn't have MRIs.
Ah.
You know, how did you know you tore it?
Right.
You had a bad elbow. I mean, if I went back to my first – well, I mean, I had to kind of be in the big leagues when I was 19 because you didn't have a 40-man roster. You had 25. You could send one guy out. That was a guy, a young pitcher, Steve Carrier. Who actually I pitched against Babe Ruth League. And so they sent him out and they kept me in the big leagues. Now, the next year, I thought I was going to AAA. You know, I needed to go get some innings. I had had like 129 and then another 50-something in instructional league when I was 18. So I got to pitch, you know, almost 180, almost 190 innings. I walked 190 guys, so I was pretty wild. And then the next year, I think I was in 39 games for the Orioles. I thought I'd go to AAA. Guys hurt their elbow. Steve Barber had a bad elbow. John Miller, Baltimore kid, had a bad elbow. Steve was the first 20-game winner. So all of a sudden, I got a chance to pitch. Now, if nowadays they would have sent Steve Barber, John Miller to, you know, to see the orthopedic guy, they would have done an MRI, and they would say he's got a strain of the UCL, which is the Tommy John ligament.
Yeah.
You know, back then you just had a sore elbow.
Right.
That's the way it was. And, you know, so now, I mean, if you had gone, you know, Mike Cuellar, you know, we traded for him the winter of 68, and, you know, he won a Cy Young in, what, 70? Should have won another one. He won, like, 147 games in 7 years. Or McNally won 20 games 4 times, or, you know, the 71, 4 of us did. If you had taken an MRI of our shoulders or our elbow in September on the way to 290 or 315 innings, we probably would have seen some, you know, it's a different era. So, you know, I think, back then, I mean, we were valuable. We weren't making the kind of salaries. So I think, you know, I mean, they take an MRI of Grayson Rodriguez's lat. He hurt it a couple of years ago. It shows some inflammation. Hopefully it won't be serious. But they're going to back him off because, you know, I mean, he's going to be one of the mainstays of this ball club. So just a whole different era. You know, we used to have a sore elbow. You'd go over to George Resta, the team doctor with the Redskins, and he said there's about 30 different places that inject an elbow. You get an injection and you try not to miss a start because you got paid for the innings and you got paid for the complete games and you got paid for the wins. So it's just a different year. It doesn't mean these guys aren't good, because they are.
Yeah. So you said you didn't get paid for the complete games, you got paid for the wins. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, and your ERA. And you know, I mean, you know, it's funny when they go to spring training, Dave Wallace and Tom Cheadie were pretty good pitching guys. And they would say, hey, boy, you know, if we can get, 18 to 21 outs from our starters this year, we're really going to be happy. If you, you know, Earl Weaver, you know, he passed away, but it was his birthday yesterday. If you told Earl Weaver, you know, as a pitcher, young pitcher, hey, I'm going to try to get 18 outs for you, Earl, he would have go, you mean in Rochester, AAA? Again, it was just, listen, it sounds like a bad math in these guys. This is the way the system works. You know, this DJ Hurts, who pitched last night, other than the bunt and home run, pitched great. He really has a nice arm. It looks like he has a nice future at 23. But if you look at his numbers, and this is what the team and the analytical guys look at, I think 195 the first time through the order, 242 the second time, and then 545, 10 for 18 with 3 home runs. Now, so if you're Dave Martinez, and even though they're not a contending team, it looks like they got a lot of nice young players. Mike Rizzo has really made some nice trades, you know, to try to revamp the Nats. But if you're Dave Martinez and you're looking at him the third time and you're trying to win games or they're in the pennant race next year and he doesn't improve that third time, you're going to the bullpen because the numbers tell you that, you know, the guy out there, you know, batting average is not 545. It might be, you know, 190 or 210 or whatever. Now, what happens is you do that in April and you do it in May and you do it in June and July and August, and then your bullpen is totally blitzed when you get to the playoffs. Guys are dropping out because they have Tommy John or they have elbow problems. So, you know, I mean, if you look at Jacob Webb for us, he's had a great year, but he's on the IL now because he has some elbow inflammation. Hopefully it won't be bad. It's just a whole different game. And, you know, and then again, I mean, I tell this story. Roy Fireson says, you're going to talk about Robin Roberts again. Well, I roomed with Robin Roberts when he was 38 and I was 19. And he told me, number one, the best pitch in baseball is fastball, and you got a great one, so I hope you're smart enough to know that. You got a fastball you can throw for a strike. You got a fastball you can throw for a ball, the same with your breaking ball. And then you show him a third pitch, a changeup every once in a while. So, and then this guy, you know, won, he had 270 wins when he's telling me this, so I'm paying attention, right? So it was just so if this is the guy that's mentoring you, teaching you how to pitch a 12-hit shutout, you know, Robin could do that. You get the first guy out, you know what to do. You stay away from left-handers hitting the ball into the hole, getting the first and third. I mean, there's just so many little nuances of pitching that back in my era, if you wanted to pitch complete games, if you wanted to make, I mean, Robin made $34,000. And I always said, and Mill Pappas was a terrific pitcher for us. He made $32,000. I said, boy, if I ever make $32,000, boy, I'm going to have it made. And, of course, you know, the game has changed. You know, now guys.
Now they get that per game.
Well, no. Yeah, no, they get it for an out. I mean, think about it. I mean, Gerrit Cole, you know, won the Cy Young, had a terrific year. He's not a guy that just gets you 18, 21 outs. He's capable of pitching a little bit long. He makes $1,009,000 a start.
Oh, well. Hey Jim, yeah. I'm gonna be so bold.
And you're probably wondering why you're doing radio. I understand. Yeah.
I'm gonna be so bold. We got to take a break. Can we hold you through the break? Because we got some more questions we want to ask you.
Of course.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm doing my notes for the mighty Red Sox. That are
yeah, that's what we want to ask you about. Thanks a lot, Jim Palmer. Jim Palmer's gonna hold through the break. I didn't think he'd say yes, to be honest with you. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Back with Jim Palmer up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
9:18 in the a.m., jumping back in, the Hall of Fame pitcher, Oriole broadcaster Jim Palmer. Jim, Boston Red Sox come to town, a team that you can't quite figure out. We heard that the pitching was going to be a lot better and carry them this year. They've given up more runs than the Orioles. Can't keep up with scoring runs either in terms of the teams like the Orioles and the Yankees. Boston, 7.5 games back. They've got to be licking their chops hoping to get back into this playoff picture because they can with this four-game series with the Orioles.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's funny when you start looking at the numbers. First of all, the Orioles actually are a wild card team now because the Yankees have won one more game. They both have the same amount of so the Yankees only have like a three-game lead, you know, in the wild card when you start looking at that, and that kind of gets scary. So maybe they got to win the American League East. But, you know, the thing about the Red Sox, they've only played – you play 52 games against the division. It used to be 19 times 4. Now it's, what, 13 times 4. You know, the Orioles have played 39 games against the American League East. The Red Sox, and they're 26 and 13. Red Sox are 14 and 13. The Yankees are like 22 and 23. So they've played most of their games that they're going to play. So the Red Sox, this is an opportunity. You know, you talked about offense. Since June, you know, I've been reading their notes. They've scored more runs per game since June. Now, of course, the season also is April and May. They've scored more runs than any team in the American League. They're probably healthier than the Orioles. The Orioles are like a mash unit. I mean, they got so many. I mean, when I go down to the Merritt in Canton, and I'll be down there in about a half an hour, people go, "What do you think?" And I go, "I really don't know. You have so many injuries. You know, will Westberg come back? If he does, I mean, broken hand. Then you're going to have a cast on, and then you got to strengthen the hand. So what, he comes back the last 2 weeks? Danny Coulomb, people forget how good he was. 0-for-16 with runners in scoring position, a whip of 0.67, which means hits and walks per inning. So now all of a sudden you got guys, you know, I mean, and I will say this about Michael Lasky. You know, he's never really made much of a splash. This year he did everything he possibly can to make this team a team that could win the division. Now, you know, Rodgers obviously has to pitch better. His stuff really underwhelming so far. You know, the non-existent slider, so he's going to have to sharpen that up. But they have all these machines now, Rob. You know this. They got, you know, the Rapsodo cameras and the TrackMan. So, you know, they'll tell him about his axis and what his grip needs to do, and maybe he'll get a better slider. You know, hitters have kind of told me what my slider was, if it was good or not. Or Terry Crowley, who was standing up there, you know. I mean, I walked out of the bullpen. That was the great thing about having Merv Rettenman or some of the young guys that, you know, wanted to track pitches. I'd walk out of the bullpen and Crow would say, "Cakes, you better think of something tonight." You know, then I knew I didn't probably have my best stuff. Or, "Hey, you have no hitter stuff," or whatever. So, you know, the game is different. You know, the Red Sox, hey, they lost. I mean, how about last night? They blew – I got it on my scorecard here. What did they do? They blew 2-1, 4-2, 7-4 leads to the Rangers and lost 9-7. Couldn't happen to a better team, the way I look at it. You know, but to your point, they're trying to come here. Listen, offensively, they've got a good ball club. You know, one of their young hitters, the guy that probably would have been second to Devers in home runs, Tristan Casas, hadn't played all year. He's got some kind of, not an oblique, but a stomach, you know, where he tore the stomach muscle. So he's been rehabbing. I don't think he's going to be back. You know, they got a nice team. Duran, you know, wins the All-Star game for the American League with a 3-run home run. You know, he's one of the leading the league in triples and on base percentage and turned himself into a good outfielder. So they're a good ball club, you know. And then Alex Cora, his brother, you know, signs a 3-year extension. So I got to think that this is their opportunity. I mean, you know, if they have to win at least 3 out of 4 against the Orioles, and you know, the Orioles would love to. I mean, to me, you tread water when you got a lead like they do. Hey, win at least two out of the four, take your chances. They're 5-1 when we talk about the Orioles against the Red Sox. But we've also held them to about 3 runs a game and scored 7. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe it won't. And hopefully that'll be the case.
Just before I get to my question about this game.
Oh,
sorry. No, I heard a great Earl Weaver story from Ross Grimsley. All you guys were getting yelled at by Earl. You guys, all the pitching staff was getting yelled at, and he pointed to Ross and said, "Hey, he's got nothing, and he's getting people out." It's like, wow.
Well, you know,
backhanded compliment that is.
well, but that was Earl, you know. So, and I'll tell you a quick story. Mike Flanagan, one of my favorite guys, won the Cy Young in '79. So, I tell Earl in spring training, it's going to rain, it's going to pour, and I said, "Hey, can we just skip all the you know, all the crap that we do, you know, the stretching and all that, just do the inter squad game. Because aren't we down here, you know, the hitters that are going to hit 250 are going to take batting practice every day of the year. They're going to hit 250 by the end of the year. So let's get our innings. So Ed Farmer, you know, who went on to be the radio guy for the White Sox for about 20, 30 years, he and I are warming up, and it starts pouring. So we throw. Next day I wake up, my arm's bothering me a little bit. So I missed two starts. So the Orioles start out 0-5. They played the Brewers, you know, with Yount and Molitor and Cecil Cooper, I mean, Gorman Thomas. And they give up a grand slam in every game. And Mike Flanagan starts, I think, game two. And I call him. I said, Flanny, what's going on? He said, well, you're not here. I said, well, what do you mean? Because I don't throw grand slams. He said, no. He said Weaver had his meeting. And he has these little 3x5 cards. Those are the Weaver stats. And the first guy is Sexto Lescano. And I can't tell you exactly the language. He said, never throw this guy a high fastball. Get him out with breaking balls. Now, Mike's pitching that day. He looks down at Flanny. He goes, how are you going to get him out? You can't get your breaking ball over. So that's the way he started the pitching meeting. And I said, well, what would I have had to do it? He said, you would have had us walk right out of the room. So the bottom line is, you know, hey, listen, we all won with Early and great teams. You know what? He was very loyal. You know, I was trying to tell stories yesterday. You know, everybody said we had a love-hate relationship. Earl had took over in 68. He had one-year deals all the way until 1980. So every day, every time he put the ball in my locker every fourth day, he trusted me. And if you could play and you were struggling, you were still going to be in the lineup. Try to get out of a slump when you're on the bench. That didn't happen for Earl. He was if you had played for him, he was going to give you every opportunity to fail, and that's all you can ask from a manager. Was he impossible? Yeah, of course. Umpires hated him. You know, but that was Earl. And you know, we were talking yesterday. We missed the days of Billy Martin and Earl and Ralph Houck and all those guys going out and making fools of themselves. But you know, it was. I mean, he got thrown out for 7 days once, and he said, they showed him a film of you know how embarrassing he was, and he goes, why were you laughing in the top step? I said, well, because I've never seen anything that good in Broadway. I mean, it was just priceless. So again, you know, those days are over. But the Orioles' days aren't, and let's hope that they have a good series against the Red Sox.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for your time, my friend. I will see you later on this evening.
Pardon me?
I said I'll see you later on this evening.
Oh, you're working.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
Both of us. God, this hasn't happened in about 6 or 7 weeks because I've been gone. You know, my mom's my wife's mom passed away. So that's
sorry to hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, she had Alzheimer's for about 20 years and broke her shoulder in a hip. That's not a good thing to happen. So, So I've been away, but it's good to be back. And hopefully, I'll look for you. What are we wearing? What color are we wearing today? We're wearing Nike black.
Black tonight?
That's well, you can wear anything you want because you're Rob Long.
That's right.
Yeah. See you tonight.
Okay. See you later on. Yeah.
And one thing, can I leave you with this, Ed?
Sure.
I texted him the other day. I was going over to Merritt to work out, and you know, if you get on 105.7, I mean, now it's all about the Ravens and you know, blah blah blah, and all that. And I hope you have a great year, by the way. And then I didn't know you knew so much about football.
Yeah, that's my sport.
Well, yeah. Did you play? I mean,
I played in college.
Like
yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not putting you down. I'm going that. And then, so I texted Rob saying, "How did he know so much about football?" He said, "Well, he just kind of reiterated what I said 2 hours earlier." So I don't know if that's really true. But anyway, you guys take care.
You know what? I'm going to read the text. I'm going to read the text, Jim. Oh my gosh, the number 5. That is in bus. I'm going to find a text.
Oh, I believe him.
Ass. I know you do. You know, the thing about it is, if I show you the text and it didn't say that, you'd still believe it. What's causing the power shortage with the birds? We'll take a look at it up next on The Fan. You know, I had an 11:15 tea time today.
Really? How are you going to make that?
Huh?
Where is it? How far?
I'm not going to make it now.
Definitely not going to make it.
I didn't know I was working.
Oh, right. That's true, yeah.
What? Yes. Okay. I'm happy, though. Red Sox in town. And just palm. That was messed up. Was that low key shade at me? Oh, you're working tonight. Well, that's booming. What's that supposed to mean?
Means you don't work.
First time I've been accused of not working a thing.
That's what he said.
I don't know. Word. I threw Ed under the bus.
Threw me under the bus.
Oh, boy. It's funny. When this team hits a lot of home runs, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, these two guys have been suffering from a power shortage, even though hopefully Gunnar snapped out of it last night. When they hit a lot of home runs, they're accused of only being able to score via home run. However, when they don't hit home runs, all the fans are asking, what's wrong with Adley? What's wrong with Gunnar? Why aren't they hitting home runs? It's almost like you can't win one way or the other. If this team went on this streak where they won six games and they hit three or four home runs a game, they're only hitting home runs. When they don't hit home runs and they still win games, well, they may be hitting, but there's a power shortage and there's something wrong with Adley, because that's what we were getting the entire time, that Adley and Gunnar went on this power shortage. And some people have attributed Gunnar Henderson's to the All-Star break, but if you look at Gunnar Henderson's power shortage, it began before the All-Star break. It began like towards the back end of June and led through July. I attribute it to fatigue. You know, playing
really?
Short. Man. Playing shortstop and playing third is completely different on your legs. And people are like, why is he DH? Why is he doing this? You play shortstop and then play third base. They're completely different positions. They do completely different wear and tear on your legs. It's absolutely exhausting. You all who don't respect what Cal Ripken did in his career probably never played a full season of shortstop, let alone that over a decade of it. That man went out night after night after night and played, in my opinion, other than catcher, the most physically demanding position in all of baseball is shortstop. And I think Gunnar being a full-time shortstop now, I think, you know, this is just my theory, that playing that position attributed big time to his power shortage.
What did he, besides fatigue, and what else could it be?
That's it.
I mean, it's all you think of.
He's not hurt.
No, he's not. So
I think you know, maybe he'll get that second win. He's an athlete. You know, he's got trainers around him. You know, look, Gunnar, try this workout. Try this diet. Try this. I think somewhere along the line, he'll find out that mix of how to get that second win and that power come back. But I think he went through a little lull there where the legs weren't right. Well, who else went through a power shortage? The catcher. So if shortstop is the second most physically demanding position, the catcher's first.
Yep.
So your shortstop and your catcher are the two that went through a little power shortage. And I think it's natural for guys at that position. I don't think there's anything to concern yourself with. I think it's a natural thing. I'm not concerned.
Yeah, well, I'm not concerned either. And you're right, though. I mean, a catcher is the most demanding, absolutely, positively.
I don't think Gunnar. I know how it is. Sometimes you wonder. I remember playing baseball, and I think I went through a college. I went through a stretch where I was 0-10, and I thought, I'm never going to get a hit again. That's it. My last hit. That was my last hit. I'm never going to get. So I'm sure Gunnar, being a home run hitter, there are times he thought, I'm never going to hit a home run again. That last home run was my last. I'm sure he goes through that. Everybody goes through that. It's not being, you know, mentally weak. It's human nature. When you're used to doing something, being successful at something, you don't know how to handle long-term failure. Or you figure out how to handle long-term failure. And I think that's what Gunnar did. He figured himself out and got his stroke back together. I would love to see whether or not he goes on a 2 or 3 week run where he hits about 6 or 7 home runs.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
It can happen. We saw Tony Taters do it. I think
he's been hot since June.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, seriously, he's been hot since June.
He's incredible.
Crazy with him.
He's absolutely incredible.
I mean, if you look at the power numbers in baseball, I mean, Gunnar's seventh in the majors. Maybe he's actually tied for sixth. So it's like, you know, with Marte. But he's, you know, and you look at all the people. I mean, forget Judge. But the people, you know, he's in the same conversation without Tony Santander and Soto, Ramirez. This is who, you know, he's up there with.
And I know this is a cliche, and I know people don't want to hear it, but when you look at the fact that he's still up there in home runs after that long stretch of not hitting it, you can literally chalk it up as that's baseball. He went through that long stretch, and he's still up there. Where is he in the American League? Third in American League?
Who?
Gunner.
With what, though?
Home runs.
He is fifth, I believe, in the American
League. In the American League?
Who's behind? Who's here? Let's see here. Let me just change the... He's fifth. It's Aaron Judge, Anthony Santander, Juan Soto, Jose Ramirez, and then Gunner.
Okay. So with all of that long stretch of not hitting home runs, he's right there on the heels of these other guys, which tells you, it sounds like a cliche because it is, that's baseball. You go through stretches like that where you just don't get it right. That's baseball. Gunnar Henderson is going to be fine, just fine. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ben has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the Fan. Rashawn in Baltimore wants to talk some baseball in general. What's up? What's up, co-host?
What's going on, man? It's crazy, man. Anytime I hang out with you, man, I barely make it to work the next morning.
You know? Yeah, my fault.
You know, good event though, man. You know I love supporting the good cause and all that.
Thank you,
very much. And like your guy from CBC, whatever, your coach, right?
Yeah,
Brian, they hired you, right? He was like, Rashawn, man, you always all these events. You know, supporting good cause. Are you at Ed North events, at the Mount Washington, you know, Tavern. You're like a plantivist, man. I'm like, you know what? I ain't think about that, man. You know, like, yeah, you know, yeah. I hope I said that right. Whatever. That philanthropist, you know. But, yeah, good night, man. But
philanthropist, you mean?
That's how you pronounce it? Whatever. You know what I meant, man. See? Why y'all do the German
out here,
man?
I'm trying to help you. We're just helping you out, man.
All right, yeah, whatever. I give dollars to, like, homeless people and all that stuff. Man, I give money to the people, you know? So,
I know.
Philanthropist, whatever. You know, I give money to good causes. And
that's the encore for the day. Rashawn is talking. Last night he showed up with me to the fundraiser that we had at Potomac Peace. What's wrong?
I just want to remind people that the encore is brought to you by Naloxone. When people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing, but with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. For more information, visit stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
I'm sorry. You're right. Potomac Peace showed up last night. We had a good fundraiser, man. Had a good time. My longest fundraiser from 3 to 9 last night. It was good. Good night. Good night. Thanks to Alex and company over there for making it happen. He put me behind the bar with a couple of really good bartenders to help me out last night. Lauren and Daphne, they were really good, really helpful last night. So thanks a lot for all the help and all the people that came out to support the cause. And that's, you know, we travel a lot in basketball. We travel a lot. So we got to raise a lot of money. You know, it's a private school. I don't like having parents pay for my ambition. You're awful ambitious. Yeah, I don't want parents paying for it. I raise money. So thank you for those who come out and help us out. 410-583-1057 if you want to get in. Got a couple of minutes to do so. Orioles take on the Boston Red Sox. Four-game series begins tonight. Ed Norris, this is a bigger series. This is a big series. Boston's only 7.5 out. When you have when you have a four-game series, and they're only 7 games back of the Orioles. So when you have a four-game series against someone who's within striking distance, or you're within striking distance of, it's big.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely it is. You close that gap right quick.
Best case scenario for Boston, sweep them. Now you're 3 games back of the Orioles. You don't know what the Yankees are going to do, but you move closer to the Yankees.
Yeah.
And you go out closer to the Orioles, I should say. Worst case scenario for Boston is they could be 11 games back of the Orioles when it's all said and done, which means far back of Boston, too. So, you know, and you kiss your sister if you... If you split.
You're no further back, but you gain no ground.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could go further back of the Yankees with the split.
Yes. Yeah.
So they've got two teams to worry themselves about. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm looking forward to this one. I am. I think this is a good series between these two teams. You know, the Orioles sending out some of the better pitchers. This one, Boston's going to see the dudes in this one. Tonight they see Zach Eflin. They're going to see the dudes. Tomorrow they see Corbin Burns. So you're starting off right. And the way Albert Suarez has been pitching, you don't want to see him Saturday.
You don't want to see him?
No, you don't. Not if you're Boston, I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant we don't want to see him. No, I definitely want to see him. I like the way he's pitching.
Chris in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Crazy question. Would you consider David Ajabo almost like Sergio Kendall?
At this point, yes.
That's interesting.
But if he plays, then no. But that's a name I forgot about. Yeah. The difference is we drafted Ajabo injured and Kendall got injured after he got here. That's the only difference. We knew.
But they both have potential. Like regardless of how you drafted them, they both have potential, but they could never get on the field.
Sergio Kendall had crazy potential. They're both Texas guys. Yes. No.
They're not. Kendall was.
That's why I got Michigan and Texas. Hey, good call, Chris. Thanks a lot. That's a good call. Now Ajabo could play his way out of that, but at this point right now, you'd have to call him that. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn today, Ed?
Just a few quick things that I learned just talking to Jim Palmer. I didn't realize he had over 200 complete games. We talked about that a bit, about Tommy John surgery and stuff. He's a three-time. I just want people to know, because I don't know how many young people realize how good Palmer was. The three-time Cy Young winner. Three times. He was one of the best pitchers of his era, in an era of amazing pitchers like Bob Gibson and Juan Marichal and Tom Seaver. He was one of those guys. He's one of the best there ever was. So it's just a privilege to have him here. And one of the other things I noticed, which really, this was surprised me, and I mean this sincerely. Do you know who's second in the majors in stolen bases?
Mm-mm.
Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
I knew he had a lot. He's on his way to another 30-30 year, but I didn't know he was second.
He's got 35 bases already.
Yeah. He had 30 home runs already too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's there.
But he's got 35 steals. He's only behind Ellie De La Cruz. Mm-hmm. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He's got 37 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I would have guessed him, but I'm not shocked at the same time. I learned, number one, I don't know if those of you who are doing like the gluten-free thing. I talked about Potomac Pizza, Ed. They have the best gluten-free pizza ever. You don't even notice there. Sony's has the best gluten-free pasta, and Potomac Pizza has the best gluten-free pizza. If you're gluten-free, try it out. It's amazing. Today is also National Hazy IPA Day. I am not a beer drinker, so I'm not quite sure. What is a hazy IPA? Why is it called hazy IPA? You know?
Because it's not clear like a lager.
Oh, it actually looks...
It's hazy, yeah.
Okay. Are you an IPA person?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Got some birthdays in sports as well. Today, Gene Upshaw would have celebrated a birthday. Tom Kelly, former Major League manager, is 74 years old today. Eric Bieniemy turns 55 years old today. That's it. Eric Bieniemy is only a year older than me? Wow. Yancey Thigpen, former receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, turns 55 today. Carl Edwards, NASCAR driver, 45 today, and former Major League pitcher, Oliver Perez turns 43 today. Now, Ed, Gary Kubiak, former coach,
mm-hmm.
and Bubby Brister, former quarterback.
Brister.
They share a birthday. Who's older, Kubiak or Brister?
This sounds like a setup. I'm going with Brister.
You going with Brister?
Yeah.
All right. Ben, Brister or Kubiak, who's older?
I agree. It does sound like a setup.
You going with Brister? Gary, forget that. I think these two were teammates, if I'm not mistaken. Gary Kubiak turned 63 today. Bubby Brister turned 62 today. He's not older.
No.
And today we say happy birthday to former Raven, now Atlanta Falcon outside linebacker Matthew Judon. He turns 32 today. Vinny and Haney up next. Cordell Woodland sitting in for Bob Haney. Have yourself a safe and wonderful Thursday. And what we call this day?
Friday, babe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.